Vanderbilt a winner tonight over LSU by a score of 75-67. And we're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Kevin Stallings. Well, congratulations. That was something.
Yeah, it was a great performance by our guys, and really proud of their effort and how hard they played. And, you know, we knew LSU would make a run. They're such a good team. We knew they'd make a run, and we were able to knock back their run with some big shots. Tinsley hit a big three, and we just had some big shots that were made and some big plays that were made. And AJ was obviously unbelievable. And so it's always great to get a road win.
You had said you thought that they would try to just play Johnson behind him, and it was very apparent early on that wasn't going to work.
Well, that's the way they do things, and they won the league championship playing that way. So you can't fault them for it. It's worked the whole season, and we just wanted to try to get the ball to AJ and see if he could do some work, and he was obviously on his game tonight.
This is two in a row now where this team seems to be settling in a little bit, a little comfortable. The adjustments that you've made seem to have kind of paid off, or certainly paid off.
Well, you know, again, I've said all season long, this has been a great group in terms of their effort, and this has been a great group in terms of their coachability, and I think that we're playing with a really good energy level right now, and that really speaks volumes for their character and what's going on in their minds, and so I'm just very, very proud of them. I thought they played a great game tonight.
What gets left off in all this defensively, you hold them to what, 35-36% for the game?
We did a great job defensively, and Mitchell and Thornton hurt us some, but they're going to. They're such great players. They're going to hurt you some, and so we just kept attacking and kept going at them, and the more we attacked, the better we played.
How big was Jermaine's dunk at the end of the half? Just one of those things you go to the locker room on.
Well, you know, you always want momentum going into the locker room, but I don't know how big it was, but it sure was impressive. That was as nasty as it gets when it comes to dunks, and I was I was impressed, to say the least. And I didn't even know Jermaine could dunk the ball.
He can.
He did it with emphasis on that one.
We'll have more with Coach Stallings right after this. Back to Baton Rouge. We'll continue with Coach Kevin Stallings after a 75-67 win over LSU. Kevin, you mentioned you knew a run was going to come. LSU has done that all year long. They got even, and your guys handled it with a lot of poise.
I told the team at pregame today that they would make a run. I said, listen, I told them at pregame meal, I said, you got to be ready when they make their run. You got to be able to respond. You got to be ready to make your free throws, make a good shot, make a good play, get a key rebound. You got to be able to respond to their run. I was hoping we were in a position to where we had to face one of their runs, because that meant we were ahead. And so we faced the run and handled it and handled it well.
Brad made two huge three-pointers in this game.
Yeah, he did. Brad's a gutty kid, and I don't think he played his best game, but he certainly hit huge shots. I'll take him every day of the week. I love the way he plays, he's had an outstanding freshman year and really done a great job for us.
Now you get ready to go back home for Arkansas, one more game, one more home game, and it's always nice to be playing your best basketball at this time of the season.
Well, it is, and I hope that that's what we're doing. I hope we're playing well. Seems like the last two games we played pretty well, I'm hopeful that we can keep that up and keep it up through Sunday. So Arkansas has got a very talented team, and, you know, we've had trouble against them in the past, and so we're going to have to do everything we can to get ready for this game and to play well.
Were you worried the free throws were going to end up being the costly thing?
I was worried. You know, Jeff and AJ, they get into this confidence battle at the foul line sometimes, and Jermaine's pretty steady. You know, Brad's pretty steady, but those two tend to, you know, battle their confidence a little bit at the foul line, but AJ stepped up and made some big ones, and Brad made big ones, but I was concerned about it. And I told our team, I said, listen, you know, you're just going to have the courage to step up and make the free throws. Let's not go home tonight and look back and say, if we'd have made our free throws, we'd have won. So have some courage and step up and make them, and we made enough. We didn't make as many as we wanted to, but we made enough.
What does it do for a team to win a game like this, in a place like this, in a situation like this?
Well, I think it's something. You know, I told our team that we really haven't had a signature win all season long, and this might be our last chance. And so, you know, you go on the road, you face the number 11 team in the country, and you're going to have to play one of your best games this season to get it done. But, you know, we've had signature wins the last few years, It's too bad that we waited this long to have one this year, but at least, you know, at least we can say we have one. But I'm really proud of our team. Hopefully we got a lot of basketball left, but I'm really proud of the way our team has played and how we've responded since, you know, obviously that Georgia game that was such a disappointment.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have more right after this.